Space, the final frontier.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Recording, dear.
Computer, you will not address me in that manner. Compute.
Computed, dear.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. This is your host, Mr. Space Mountain, also known as the Sour Patch Nig, also known as the Padrino de Polo.
You come with most stuff, man. Every time you got a new thing. I can't keep up. I thought I had 1,000 aliases. Co-host at Novocaine 007. We in here, man.
I mean, I sit at a desk all day. I can't do nothing but come up with that. That's the new Twitter name. Still at Space Mountain at SBCMTN, but it's no longer the Padrino de Polo. It is the Sour Patch Nig. Cause I'm sour, but then I'm sweet. Like, I'll insult you and not invite you to my party, but then I'll tell you how good your hair look.
Man, drop a bomb on it, man. I'm shooting shots. Talk to him, Pac.
So, yeah, this is a special Thursday edition, draft edition. It may not come out. It'll probably come out tomorrow. But we're doing this on draft night, and we're going to put a twist on the draft. We're going to go through and draft using NFL or football terminology and stuff like that, like position wise and stuff. We're gonna build a team of hip hop all stars, and our team, we have to each build our own team, and I don't know how we determine who would win, but we're just gonna see who can compile the best team on paper. So first off, let's knock off the show business. This is the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. You can find us on Somewhere in Outer Space blog.blogspot.com. You can find us on iTunes. It's just search Somewhere in Outer Space. Rate, subscribe, tell your mama, tell your friend. You can also find us on Podomatic. You can find us on Stitcher Radio. Go just search Somewhere in Outer Space podcast on Stitcher Radio and favorite the show. Spread it to your friends. Let everybody know you're listening to it on Facebook and all that stuff. You can also interact with us through the Facebook fan page or through our Twitters. I'm at SPCMTN.
At Novocaine 007.
So, what's up, Novocaine?
I'm over here, last in the war room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your theme music is playing, by the way. So, let you know that it's playing in the war room.
In the war room. Got my team, last minute changes and things like that. I lost the first pick of the draft, but we still gonna build a dynasty over here, man.
Earlier today, we flipped a coin to determine who got the first pick in the draft, because everybody knows that first pick is one of the most important picks in the draft. It can make or break your team. Now, he already knows who I'm picking, so did that hurt?
It kind of did, because that's who I was aiming for. But towards the end, my feelings went a little somewhere.
I'm anxious to see who you would have chose over this pick.
Whenever you get
you want to jump into it.
Yeah, we can go ahead and get it.
I mean, it's only appropriate if we have some theme music, right?
Yes, sir.
So let's find some music to get this show on the road. Let me get a song going. Hold on, bear with me. Nah. It's draft night.
Yeah, man.
So, let's get this cracking. We're not gonna play that the whole time. I just thought it'll set the mood off. Since I have the first pick, the most important pick in the draft, by the way, gotta brag a little bit. Lucky coin toss. This ain't, you ain't Randy Moss. You can't just be picking tails like it's Madden all the time.
Right.
Go look at that clip on YouTube. Like he was telling, I think Dante Culpepper, you gotta pick tails. It's always tails on Madden. So, with the first pick, I'm drafting a quarterback, the quarterback of my team, which I will give a name to throughout the show. They might change 15 times. Right now, it's the Space Mountaineers. With the first overall pick of the hip-hop draft for 2012, I am selecting Jay-Z. Well, first off, the way I scouted my entire team, I scouted it with the mind of who I wanted to be my quarterback. So players that I will select throughout my offense will be built around Jay-Z or people who I think would work well with Jay-Z, whether I think they would rap together or would rap together well together. So I picked Jay-Z because, first off, been in the game over 10 years. Like, I need longevity in my quarterback position. I also need success. I need versatility. You can't just be a pocket passer. Jay-Z can make a club, he can make a song, he can do the razzle and dazzle, give you a big pimping, but he didn't give you a moment of clarity. He can come out in the fourth quarter, come out with a takeover. He can do it all.
Yeah.
He's not limited at any aspect of the game. And that's how I would want my quarterback to. I need a quarterback that can bootleg. I need a quarterback that's good in the 2-minute drill. Jay-Z can freestyle. He can write. Well, his version of writing.
Yeah.
He can make a hit song. He can make a catchy song. He can make a deep song. He can make a song that makes you think. He can make a song that makes you laugh and smile. He can do it all. Like, you can't go wrong with Jay-Z, and that's why he's the quarterback of the team, of the Space Mountaineers. We got a flair for gold. We the Space Mountaineers.
Nice
we're gonna go down to Florida. Everybody gonna hop on the Space Mountain Express and we gonna kick it.
All right.
Taking our talents to South Beach.
South Beach. Okay. Hove off the board.
Hove is off the board.
So I guess with the first or the second pick of the first round, I gotta take his right hand man. I gotta go Kanye West.
Oh my God.
And I gotta go Kanye West for some of the same reasons. Like, everybody on my team, if Kanye West gets with him, he makes him better. So
you just messed up my entire draft, sir.
He makes everybody around him better. He's versatile. He can do more than a pocket pass, more than a running. He can throw the, you know, he can make the club song.
I guess I gotta give you some music too, huh?
Heartbreaks. He can make the late registration.
Perfect song for you taking Kanye West.
Kanye West, starting quarterback for the team. We gonna call you the coalition right now.
It hurts.
Kanye West had to take him, and it was wrestling because I was so like, man, I wanted to take Hov, and I wanted to take him, and I wanted to take Ye.
How could you be so honest?
You kind of messed my whole defense up, sir. I'm letting it be known right now. Kanye was my starting safety. He was going to be the quarterback of my defense. And you done screwed it up. My whole defense is built around the premise that Kanye West is my safety. And you done messed it up. Luckily, I had other plans. So I can come back with something else, but that really hurt. That really, really hurt.
So second round?
My second round pick.
Hold on. Do we want to announce the coaches and things like that before we go on, or do we want to do that at the end? The end.
Which one would you prefer?
I guess we can just announce them because we can just run through them, I guess.
Did you pick like several coaches? I picked one coach.
No, I picked one coach. I mean, I have options because I don't know who you pick. Then I have.
Well, pick your coach first.
It's on you, ain't it? Or we just doesn't even matter. This doesn't. Is this counting towards the?
This isn't a. It's a pick, but it ain't. So.
I wrestle with this. I wanted rappers to be coaches, so I was just like, I'm gonna take Diddy because he has the most longevity. So.
Good choice. Diddy was my second choice.
He has the most longevity as an executive, and he can like make hit music, put out good music. So I took Diddy. So.
I took Russell Simmons.
He was almost on my list too.
Russell Simmons is the coach of the Space Mountaineers because he damn near invented the rap game. I mean, he ain't invent rap, he ain't start rap, but he is one of the reasons with Run DMC, LL Cool J, the Beastie Boys. Go! I mean, he had that little stint. Like during the West Coast era where he tried to turn Run DMC Run DMC was putting out that New Jack Swing rap.
Right.
Like, my daddy let me hear that. Horrible. And then he started trying to be like horrorcore rap. He had a horrorcore rap group. But he also, people don't realize, he made good business decisions. He bought in The Rock when nobody else wanted to fuck with Jay-Z and Dame. Good solid business decisions, and he's transcended just music and started doing all type of stuff. And that's the type of dude I want on my team. I want a coach that does things like that. So real coaches do real things. Russell Simmons is the coach because he can guide your career and he can guide this team.
All right, I respect that.
So we pick an announcer. We just let our announcers go out, and then we get back into these players.
Yeah.
So I still got the next pick on players.
Yes, you still.
So my play-by-play announcer is number one, KRS-One, play-by-play announcer. I mean, if you're wondering why, just go watch any beef. Like, he explains rap in a way that nobody else can. He's the Pat Summerall.
Hold on. If your announcer is a player on my board, do I take him off my team?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he can't announce and play. So KRS-One was one of your players.
He's my center for the same reasons. Like, he's basically protects hip hop. He's an advocate.
I can see that.
So I had him at my center. You stole him because you wanted to put him in that other character. Because I think I know where you're going with.
So you want to name both announcers?
Yeah, go ahead.
So KRS-One, solid, calm, cool, collected play-by-play announcer, and of course for the color commentator, you gotta have DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled, he the best. Like, who else are you gonna get? Who else you gonna get if you don't get DJ Khaled? Like, who else would you want as your hype man? Like, that's DJ Khaled.
All right, well, you know who my boy is. He makes anything.
DJ Khaled,
we the best.
We nigga, we the best. It's the remix.
It's the remix. Okay. So yeah, that's my announcer. So who's your announcer?
You know my boy. He makes anything sound good when he talk. My announcer gonna be DJ Drama.
He's your play-by-play?
My play-by-play. Because he was gonna be the color commentator, but I found one a little quite more interesting. I could probably flip-flop them. They could work together. Dame Dash is probably gonna be my color commentator.
Because
that man is a character.
Now hold on here. Because I have to look at my list.
And man!
I had Dame Dash as a player on my list.
And I wish I didn't do it so soon because I had a better one. Now that I sit here and think about it, we both would have had a better one. We could have put Cameron as a color.
That would have been. That would be hilarious. I mean, you could always do that. I don't care.
Man, matter of fact, I think I won't.
It's your choice. Write it down.
Dame and Cameron. Cause they that Harlem thing, you know, I'm gonna have that Harlem.
So you going dance? So you getting rid of DJ Drama?
Get rid of Drama.
But that's like two color commentators.
All right.
It's your world.
I know.
It's your team.
Because I'm gonna keep Drama. I'm gonna put Cam there instead of Dame. I'm not gonna put Dame in there. I'm gonna put Cameron because he's a bit more funnier. So
Cameron is a bit more funnier.
He's gonna be my color commentator.
The problem is I ain't going nowhere. Can shoot at me. Stab
so
at
Cameron
me.
Is your color commentator.
This is the remix. Suck a no homo. Dipset.
Remix. Let's go.
My flow is Nova King.
My bars is Hurricane. I've got hella King. Mac in the melon. Hop out of Shell's Exchange.
Wow.
All right, so back to the players.
Yep.
So I'm a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
Kansas City Chiefs football team. And most teams that I like, you got to have a good, solid quarterback, but you got to have a solid run game.
Right.
And although I don't believe in taking real running backs this high in the game, I mean, this high, like, in a draft, like, this would be very high since it's a two-man draft. I got to take a running back, and I'm taking Andre 3000. Andre 3000 is like he's a versatile running back. He can come out the backfield. He can catch. He can run. Like, his rapping style is so versatile. Like, he's a versatile running back. That's what I need in my backfield. I need somebody who can run up the middle. He can hit you with that straight hip hop, but he can also take you out of your element, line up at the slot, sing a song for you, you know, do some, take it back to the 1940s and stuff. He's a different. You don't see too many rappers like Andre 3000 no more. And that's the type of running back I need on my team. So, you know, got to do Andre 3000. Got to do him.
Took my boy. He was going to be my wide receiver. He was going to lead the core as I was building my team, veteran, young gun. You took my guy. But I was going defensive side of the ball. My middle linebacker got to be Biggie. I'm going to go ahead and rock with him.
Biggie is a middle linebacker?
You look to me like, yeah, nigga, right, but you gave me your number anyway. You were on the telephone. Powered up, how's about them oranges? Moved away from home to school.
Damn, I should have.
By day, study the history of music. By night, just to pay for that shit, you dance. Teach your pants was a mission in power. Sabo, we were both the same.
Who was his Biggie's heir apparent?
The same page, but then the same book of life, so I paid you when I felt that you were getting off of work. Or either when you're on your way to school, we started hanging like Ernie and Bert.
Versatile. I want him to be
sent over
to
Chiefs. Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never
it hurt. That was my guard.
All the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on.
And the reason he was my guard was because, like, basically that was Jay's right hand man. And because Big Jay can always, like, it was like Jay's validation at a time. So it's kind of like his protection in the game. Especially after he dropped Volume 1. Like, he's still, like, he worked with Puff out of respect for Big and shit like that. So people's like, you know, at least me. I was like, I excuse that album. And excuse Sunshine. So, well, I'm going to stay on the offensive side of the ball. And I'm going to stay in running backs. I got to have a tandem. You know how I feel about, I don't use one running back. So I got to have a tandem of running backs. So who else to put with Andre 3000 besides Big Boy? Of course I got to go Outkast for the backfield.
I had them on two different sides of the ball. Big Boy was playing corner.
Big Boy, he is your ground and pound running back of rap. Big Boy's going to give you solid verses. He ain't real. His style ain't really, you know, his style ain't really too much like. It ain't, you know, it's not very versatile like Andre 3000, but I don't need that. I need a power back. I got my finesse back. I need a power back when we get in the goal line situation. I need Andre done already lit the track up at the beginning of, what's that damn DJ Unk song? Walk It Out.
Yeah.
I need Big Boy to come at the end and just take it home. That's why Big Boy, Andre 3000, Outkast is in the backfield of my team.
Is it two middles, two outsides, or?
No, you pick one middle and one outside.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right.
So I'm assuming you're going defense again, and you're probably going to take somebody I need.
Defense again, and who better to pair Biggie with M? I got to put him on there. He going to get you hits. He going to get to the back. He going to do what he's supposed to do. Got to have M playing next to Big. Cause that's gonna be just the
destroying
of
my team. Cause that M was on the team. No, M was actually my backup quarterback choice. But since you took Kanye as your quarterback, then I was gonna replace M with Kanye as my safety. But you know, all right, cool. M's your pick. I get that. You want to make Eminem your outside linebacker. I'm fine with that.
What are we in the fourth round now? Fourth or fifth?
I ain't keeping track. I'm keeping track of you stealing all my players. Hurts my heart. I don't have Eminem. I think this was gonna hurt you. Since you took Kanye, I gotta go on the defensive side of the ball now, because you're taking all the defensive players. I lost my strong safety. I need a quarterback of my defense. And who else to be the bully of my bully defense than 50 Cent?
No! 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 50 was playing D. 50 was gonna be the end.
50 Cent? Strong, my safety, my quarterback, and my defense. I had to pick him up. I knew I should have waited for the running back, but I figured you was gonna go back to offense.
No, sir.
So I had to come. I had to solidify my defense by picking 50 Cent as a safety, because I need a quarterback, and 50 Cent is the leader. Now, where it's gonna get tricky is you kind of messed up my secondary. With the Kanye West pick, but I can recover, because I got backups to backups. I had two different sets of plans.
I got to take him off the board, and now fill him in.
This is what war is, sir. So I got my boy 50. I mean, you took him, so I had to take 50, and I knew you was gonna take. I was gonna let you get 50 too.
Man, all right.
So I was gonna let you get him.
And this pick, I had to go get my DN. I gotta go Pop. I'm going Tupac because I need a high energy player. I need somebody that's gonna, you know, just come with this raw. Just
do I have? Do I even have? Hold on. Do I even have Tupac on my list? No. So go ahead, take Tupac. I don't want him.
Get that, get, you know, Rush and Pop gonna give you that. Pop gonna make you wanna go beat somebody up. I had to get Pop as my DN. So that's my pick.
Brendan's got a baby. You bringing that baggage onto your team?
I mean, yeah, but I think we got enough talent around him.
And how Big and Pac gonna coexist on the same team?
If he start tripping, we're gonna trade him. Like Pac, Big is a franchise. We just need Stussy, man. Alright.
Okay. Alright. So let me go. Defensive end.
Uh-huh.
For the Space Mountaineers is everybody's favorite rapper. Everybody's favorite. I know at least everybody at this table's favorite rapper.
Will Smith.
Nah, it's not Will Smith.
It's everybody's favorite rapper.
Whose favorite rapper is Will Smith? I'm gonna let you hear who it is. I ain't even gonna tell you. I'm just gonna let you hear it.
What is this? Maybach music.
I like this Maybach music.
Sweet.
I thought I could ride it out.
Rick Ross, defensive end. Defensive end for the Space Mountaineers, Ricky Ross. And I know what you're thinking. How the hell 50 and Rick Ross gonna coexist? But we got common enemies. I'm sure we're gonna have common enemies on that side of the ball. I'm sure we are. I picked Rick Ross because he's just a solid, solid rapper. Like Rick Ross, like how many times have you heard a bad Rick Ross verse? He just gives you solid play, and he don't mind coming after you if you talking smack. He went after 50 when hardly anybody wanted to come after 50, because 50, besides Kanye, was in the nigga's career. So, and I mean, the dude's like 300 pounds. So, in real life, he could probably be the defensive end or a tackle. He could be on the line. So, that's my defensive end for my team. And you got the Def Jam connection with Russell Simmons. Jay-Z's on the team.
Man,
what can I say?
I guess I'm going to go probably to the offensive side of the ball. Rick Ross was going to be my D tackle because, you know, his numbers may not reflect his, like, how solid he is, but he's a solid player. So that's why I was going to put him there. But who don't want to take off the board? I need my flashy. I need my, you know, the next. He's the next star. because you depleted my receiving corps, so he's the one left. So I'm going to go with Childish Gambino as
wow.
my wide receiver.
Okay. Childish Gambino didn't make my list, surprisingly.
He made mine last minute. Like, as I'm sitting in the room, I'm like, I got to put Gambino on the list. Because he's the promising star. Like, he's not quite there yet. Pair him up with a veteran who I still got to find. Now that 3,000 is gone, that was the perfect duo right there. But he's going to have to lead it right now. And with Kanye at quarterback, he make everybody around him better. I mean, I'm going to put 1,000 yards up, so it don't even matter.
Okay. Man. Okay. Well, this guy's going to probably have to move to my... No, I'm not going to pick. I'm not going to pick my offensive line yet. I'm going to stay on defense. I need an outside linebacker. Now, originally, my first outside linebacker choice is going to be J. Cole. But I got a feeling you got big plans for this dude. So I'm picking one of your favorite rappers from childhood. You saw him live. Just think about it. I'm sure you done already figured it out by now.
Yeah, man.
I'm sure you done already figured it out. But I like this song from his mixtape. He was a mixtape, like, legend. Chameleonaire, outside linebacker for the Space Mountaineers.
Don't take no boy, man.
I mean, you can be creative. You want to trade something? I got to get Chameleonaire for the Mars. So I want the South just seem like they more aggressive. Like, Chameleonaire go at you. He's a very versatile rapper. That's why J. Cole was one of the choices, because J. Cole's going to versatile. But I needed a veteran in the game. Yeah, sure. Like, he came out of the college ranks into the pros and set the world on fire, but he's tapered down since. But I still think his talent isn't as appreciated as it should be. And you know that. Chameleonaire is a very good... Chameleon can rap on any beat. He can rap on any beat and make a hot song. Like, I probably listen to, like, Mixtape Messiah up to 4. So that's why Chameleonaire is the choice. Outside linebacker. I need an outside linebacker that could not only run stop, but that can cover. And Chameleonaire is versatile.
Man, I guess I'm going back to the defensive side of the ball. And I'm going to go safety. And my first safety off the board is got to be Bun B.
Bun B.
Well respected. Legend of him in the game. Everybody respects him. Everybody, like, he can get the team together. If anybody can make anybody on my team get along, it'll be Bun B.
That is true. He's like Farrakhan of, he can be like the Farrakhan of your team. So he probably.
Like, and he doesn't, like, he delivers. So if that's the last line of defense, I go in with, you know, good things with Bun B as my last line of defense, because Bun B will always deliver. So he's going to be the safety of my defense.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go back to the offensive side of the ball, and I'm going to go receiver. And I got to get my man, hip-hop legend. And remember, I told you, my offense is built around the premise that Jay-Z was my quarterback. And since he is now, then I can pick this guy. Let me just find what I need. You know, sometimes you got to take your time before you send the pick in to the commissioner. Hold on. With the... Look, shit. Can't bring it up on this damn iPad. With my next pick, I'm going to select who else should Hove, Jehovah, throw to besides...
Better be Memphis Bleak.
Come on, that's not... No, it's not Memphis Bleak. Come on now, you know who it is. The God MC.
Yo, Rakim, what's up? Yo, I'm doing
the Rakim. Thing,
I'm trying to get paid right. Full.
Well, basically, Jay-Z, Jay-Z wants to be a combination of Rakim and several other legendary rappers. You can see these rappers' imprints in Jay-Z. I mean, shit, you already got KRS-One. He made the first blueprint. He's the announcer. Now you got the God MC as your receiver. That's connections. You connected. I mean, everybody heard Jay-Z was getting them bars from Unswagger Jacker. You heard it.
Yeah.
So the connection is there. Think of Peyton and Reggie Wayne, Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. Jay-Z and Rakim. Jay-Z and Rakim, that's the choice. Plus, he just looked like he, in real life, he would be a good receiver. And I need good, quiet receivers. I don't need them show-offs. I don't need show-offs on my team. I need good, solid, get in the red zone, chuck it up there, dog, I'm gonna go get it receiver. And he's paid in full. So, I mean, he knows how to brag when he needs to. But he's a simple man.
I guess I'll take my next safety off the board. And I'm going to go some of the same reasons with Bun B. He's not a legend. But I'm going to go Ludacris as my other safety. Ludacris, again, as far as like verses, I've never heard a bad Ludacris verse. Like Ludacris always, he might not have a good song. Ludacris will give you a good verse. He may not give you a classic album, but they're not just terribly trash, bad albums. So that's a good line of safety if they get past this front seven, which is, woo! This front seven is nice. I got Bun B and Ludacris back there holding it down. Them are my safety.
Okay. I'm going to go defense. And for defense, I need a middle linebacker that can play if I needed them to, could play outside linebacker. And I need somebody to work good within my defense, more especially with the outside linebacker. So saying that, you should probably already know who the hell I'm choosing. And if you haven't figured it out already, he has the internet going nuts. Paul Wall, the People's Champ.
As he picked him as what?
Middle linebacker.
Okay.
Because I look at linebacker cores. You got to work together as a linebacker core, yeah. Just like a running back core. You got to work together. They work together. So I got to pick Paul Wall because him. Chameleon got history. Yeah, they had that beef for time, but what players don't argue? And what does everybody who loves Houston screw and chop music want to see? Paul Wall reunion. So they get to see it in my team. Come and see them devastate the offense. Paul Wall, Chameleon there, sure up my linebacker core. So I got already got 50 at the safety position. Rick Ross, the defensive end. I got my linebacker core sold up with Paul Wall and Chameleon there. And I got some surprises for the rest of it. On my offense, I got Jay. I got Outkast in the backfield for the run game. Rakim is the wide receiver. And we about to make some more splashes. So go ahead with your pick.
I guess I'm gonna go this. Surprise me, but I don't have to put him on the team. My tight end is gonna be Wayne, and my tight end is gonna be Wayne because you don't want like in my office. We're not throwing the ball to the tight end every single time, but Wayne will give you everyone's in a blue moon. A good music, good songs, and when he gets to the facility, we're gonna tell you, look. That album nonsense, cut that out. Mixtape Weezy only. That's what we need here, and that's why I had to take him. Like he's not good. He's not gonna be good enough on my team to be just a primary target. But I'm gonna put him at the tight end just because if we need that little, you know, we need a hot verse, we need a dink and dunk, whatever. I feel like he can come with that. So we ain't trying to do too much with him, but he can come with just that. So I got Wayne as my tight end.
For my tight end, I'm going to go tight end too. And for my tight end, I had back and forth choices. At one point, it was going to be Waka Flocka because he's like 6'10". And he may not, He's not a finesse receiver, so he couldn't be a receiver. He's not gonna kill you with anything lyrically that he does. But if you need this crazy motherfucker, just come across the middle and do something. That's why I was gonna be Waka Flocka at first. Then I start thinking, I need somebody that can block too. He can't just be offense. He can't just be an offense target. I need somebody who can do some of those similar things. So I actually had three. That was like the only position where I had like three people that I would pick in this position. And the more I sat and thought about it, I need, like, my offense is really like East Coast minded. Besides, I mean, I got outcasts in the backfield, but the players that I want, very East Coast minded. So I was like, I need somebody from the South that can blow somebody up off the line of scrimmage. But if I needed him to go across the middle, he's big and strong enough to take it. He may not give you a hot album. He'll give you a hot feature every time. So when I need, and that's what a quarterback needs. He don't need his tight end to be a primary target.
Yeah.
But he needs to have a bailout, a safe bailout.
Yeah.
This guy has Jay-Z connections because they both work with Pharrell. This guy was actually signed to Pharrell's label at one point in time. And he was on one of my favorite songs with Mike Jones, Slim Thugger.
You surprised me with this Houston list, man.
Slim Thug.
I see you, man.
I got to pick Slim Thug. Like, I think he would be he's a big, strong guy for one. Plus, like I said, I don't need Slim Thug to make a whole album. I don't need him and Jay-Z to be connecting on features all day, every day. But every now and again, we're going to need to run that bootleg play action. And when they think we're going to hand it to Andre, you just toss it right. Oh, Slim Thug. He came out of nowhere. Why is he rapping with Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Why is he on the track with them? That's why I want my tight end for.
Yeah. So, I guess I had to move my go offensive line now. I guess, there ain't no value in running backs with me. I guess I have yet to.
Yet to select a running back.
But I'm going to go that tackle / center, and I'm going to go Nas.
Nas is your center. He's protecting Kanye West.
I had to have somebody who was like, and not even just Kanye, but hip hop in that matter.
Harris
One was gone. Had to go next best thing. I don't want you doing nothing else but protecting this guy. I don't want you running a route. I don't want you doing none of that. You cool. You be an all American tackle and be good with that. So that's gonna be my center / tackle.
Okay, I'm going to go offensive line as well. And my offensive lineman, it's going to confuse you at first. Because this guy, he's going to be my center / tackle. More especially a tackle. Got to protect the blind side. So you took Big and he was my guard. He was going to protect Jay-Z. But you took him. Luckily, I had some backups that all suit who I need to protect. And you didn't take Dame, so I guess I still have him out there if I need him.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go, not now, not him now. Him when he was rolling with Jay-Z. Him when he was throwing up the rock. Who was Jay-Z's pit bull? Benny Siegel, of course. He's the quarterback. And who protected Jay? Who protected Jay when people came at Jay? Benny Siegel. Right. So I have to go that. I don't care about protecting him. I care about protecting my quarterback.
Right.
So that's how I looked at it. Like, who was designed? Who can protect my quarterback when niggas try to come at him? And I had to put Benny Siegel. Benny Siegel, not only can he just flat out rap, he's rapped on tracks with Jay before. He's rapped on tracks with Scarface before. He's rapped on... and he's held his own. It's not like he's horrible when he raps with these guys. He can hold his own on a track with them. So, and he can protect my quarterback. I need him to protect I don't need him to be out here crying, asking for release. All I need the nigga to do to stay out of jail. That's all, and protect Jay-Z. Don't let Jay-Z get hurt. Don't let Big try to sack Jay-Z.
Right.
Don't let whoever the hell Ludacris try to rush, safety rush, and get my boy. That's why I got to pick Beanie Siegel. He's going to protect the quarterback. And I dare one of your dudes to come after him with beans there. Y'all don't want it with beans? We didn't even draft him out of college. We drafted him out of correctional institute.
Since to counter that, and since I have not, like, I gotta put, and if he also could stay out of trouble, because the one guy probably would send, but I have to send him now on a corner blitz. I gotta send Tip. Gotta send T.I. T.I. gotta come. He, like, need I say more? There's nothing else left to say about T.I.'s track record, but T.I.'s playing on my defense.
That's funny, because we both had T.I. as corners.
Like, he ain't big to be in the middle, whatever, but he's gonna cause some.
He's scrappy too. Yeah. He's like that Finnegan guy from the Titans.
Yeah. He's gonna cause some havoc. So T.I., yeah, that's my corner right there.
Okay. I'm gonna actually go back to receiver for this pick. Okay. And I gotta go another legend in the hip hop game. Mentor, somebody who got my boys started. Big Daddy Kane.
Right.
Gotta go with Big Daddy Kane. He was basically like, got Jay, told nigga he had talent, got him in there. And again, I need people I need connections with my wide receivers. I need somebody who Jay's comfortable with. And I think Jay could do a tour with either one of these receivers. So my wide receiver core could have been, I had Slick Rick and Snoop there, but I don't feel like Snoop fit in. I just purely picked him because he's like 6'9" and shit. Right. And I like tall receivers, so in real life, I would pick him. But Big Daddy Kane, like, in Big Daddy Kane, Jay-Z uses a lot of the same rhyme patterns and stuff. Actually, it pays homage to him in songs and stuff. And he put him on. Big Daddy Kane put him on. And it's like, a quarterback is only as good as his receivers. So, he has legendary receivers.
Nigga, but that's Hope. Like, Hope gonna make everybody better. Like,
Hope is gonna make everybody better. So, but like, when, like, you got legends at your receiving core, it's like having Michael Irvin and Jerry Rice on the same team.
Right.
With Joe Montana throwing the ball to him. I can't miss. My offense is high powered.
I guess I'm gonna go guard. And my guard is gonna be for my team. He's gonna be a team captain. One of the team captains, because my team is primarily, or if it looks like, mostly Southern players. So if you got a lot of Southern players, you need, with a lot of people, regard the King of the South outside of, like, modern-day T.I. Even
so I'm Flip assuming you're going to Scarface.
Scarface is my guard for the team. And you have like that Southern connection, so I got to put Scarface in there. He's protecting that Southern hip-hop. He's protecting that. My team, he's leading the South. You know, he's still got that versatility, them lyrics, but he can also get on some of the stuff that you see the South doing. So Scarface is my guard.
Scarface is a legend. I can see why you would choose him as your guard. Kind of upset me because I was going to choose him as my guard.
Wow.
I mean, he wasn't even on my list, but I was sitting here thinking, like, man, I need somebody with a J connection that can do it. So it's cool, though. You know, We can sustain the storm. We ain't worried about Scarface in real life. We not really worried about him. This can't be life, though. That kind of made me sad. So let's see. I got pretty much, so far I got my quarterback. I got my I got my halfback. I got my wide receivers. I got my tight end. I need a guard. But I think it's more important that I get my other safety at this point. Because I don't think you'll take anybody on my other defensive line. It might surprise me. But at the other safety position, I need somebody that can work well with 50. And even though they only work well for a short period of time, game.
I like that. That's a nice little safety.
Because game is a fool. And when you're doing anything defensive, you need a fool on your team. You need a fool. So I gotta get the game. And the game is gonna solidify my safety position. Him and 50 can just running around, wreak havoc on the field. They can take out their aggressions towards each other against the opposing team. So I gotta do it like that. I gotta do the game. It's time to play the game. So gotta do the game. off the six. And we take him to the West Coast. Yeah. Hopefully he don't bring none of that gang banging shit to my team though.
Right.
I don't need none of that. You keep that blood shit in LA.
So I guess I'm gonna go fill my other cornerback slot. And we might as well keep the trend of the whole southern back, the southern defensive back. So I gotta go Crit.
Wow. Be,
like,
I thought you were gonna go Dro.
I thought about going Dro too, but I mean there's room for Dro. Dro probably can make a spot on the team, but Crit gonna be, cause he's gonna be the up and coming. Like we gonna probably end up moving him to safety because eventually he's probably gonna be somebody that's projecting hip hop and giving classic music. But he got Luda Bumby mentoring him, who he did, you know, had a collaboration with. He collaborated with T.I., so there's that continuity amongst all my defensive
backs. That's a good backfield. See, you messed up my backfield. You messed up my secondary. I mean, you kind of messed it up with the whole Kanye pick, because I'm going to tell you what it was going to be for the safety. It's going to be Kanye and Common. Now, I couldn't put Common in 50, because that just don't go together.
Right.
They don't mesh well together. They don't even make similar style music. And I don't want, only reason I picked Common is because Kanye. Like, because Kanye, like, oh yeah, you got to pick my boy. You know, that's his dog. So I picked him. But, you know, I like the Crit. I definitely like the Crit pick. That's a good pick.
Defense shaping up. That offense a little questionable, but we going to pull through. But that defense.
You better get something on that offense. You still have yet to draft a running back.
Running backs have no value, sir. And I draft them as such.
Okay.
And you took, like, some of the best offensive players. Like, I'm still trying to scramble, like, who am I going to take for, like, receivers and, man. But that defense wins championships.
Defense does win championships, but I don't feel my defense is bad.
I mean, I do got... stole a couple of my players.
I do got Chameleon there and Paul Wall.
That's a nice...
I got Rick Ross on the line.
That's a nice little... man.
Okay, so, I need a guard, right?
Yeah.
I need somebody that can just come at him. Nobody really wants to come at this dude. Nobody wants beef with this guy for real. Was gonna be Dame because he could protect Jay, but he was more of a guard. He was more of a tackle than a guard. I'm going with Jadakiss.
And Jadakiss almost made my team.
Jadakiss goes. See, at first it's gonna be Big and Jay. Jadakiss is kind of like Big. Like Jadakiss always wanted to be Big. Like he looked up to him like a big brother. So I figured if I don't get Big, I can still get Jadakiss. And Jadakiss gonna give you the spirit of Big. Like he gonna give you that passion of Big and stuff. He ain't gonna be as good as Big. Like he can rap and he can protect Jay if somebody try to come at the throne.
Right.
So I figured I'd pick Jadakiss. And so just solidify that whole line. So I got Jadakiss and Beans. Who wanna come at them? Really? You sending a blitz towards them? So when T.I. come on that corner blitz, you think he gonna wanna see Beans and Jadakiss ready for battle? Even though Jadakiss is signed to Cash Money right now. We ain't gonna pay attention to that. But yes, that's who I had to get for the other guard position. So I got my offenses pretty much set. All I need is my fullback. Fullback is gonna be a good pick.
I'm gonna go ahead and just stay on defense.
You gonna pick your whole defense, huh?
I'm gonna go defensive tackle because that's the last position that I have left. And I'm gonna go with my boy. If I got Bun, I gotta go Pimp C. And Pimp C not gonna give you solid numbers like Ross. You know, you gotta get that continuity, or you're not gonna get that just impressive numbers, but he gonna do enough damage. He's gonna, you know, give you a nice production, give you a nice hook, give you a memorable verse. He's gonna do something in the game to make you remember, oh, okay, Pimp C. You gonna respect him. Like you gotta respect him. And so I put him in my D tackle. Defense has been solidified. So now gotta go to the offense side of the ball. Man.
So I still need corners and I need a defensive tackle. I just need somebody that's gonna clog up the lane. And for a period in the 90s, he was always on the radio. I mean, and he could rap. It wasn't just that he was poppy. He made good songs. He's the reason why this other nigga is popular, was popular for a few years to this day, because he just ate off his legacy. We gotta go Big Pun. I mean, he did songs with Joe. Yeah. He did songs with everybody. He could just rap. He ain't had no problems. And he's just a solid, like you, he's just solid. He can push through anybody's defense. Like, can't no, nobody even want to have beef with Big Pun like that. Big Pun's just a cool cat. And he can seriously rap. He's not like one of these, he's not like, you know, a Heavy D or something who can't really spit for real. Like, Heavy D was cool, but he wasn't Big Pun. Big Pun had lyrics.
Right.
So, I had to pick somebody. Ross, Big Pun, going back and forth. And I really feel like I could interchange him. Like, I mean, yeah, like, he's more of a nose tackle because he's, like, 500 pounds. But he's agile. He's an athletic. He's an athletic rapper. Like, he's not going to give you that, like, Big was real, like, you know, aggressive. And that's why I would put him as guard, because he's, like, he's not aggressive. He just has that real just heavy flow. Like,
yeah.
Puns was, like, always, like, had that Latin feel to it. It's more like, it's like musical athleticism. Like, I feel like he can change stuff up to me. Like, he didn't have to change his rap pattern, so to speak. But it was always a light, airy feel about his raps. It just makes you feel good. And I need that on my line. Oh, but I was going to pick CeeLo for his versatility. But he was going to be defensive end. But I got Ross.
Right.
And so, it was Fat Joe was going to be the other tackle. But
I'm going to go. I guess I'm going to go fullback. I am really not respecting this halfback position because I don't know who I'm picking. Like, I got so many names. I don't really know who to put here. But I'm going to go ahead and go fullback. And I'm going to go Ice Cube. 90s Ice Cube, because I need somebody who just gonna get in there and be raw, who just gonna like want to hit somebody, who just gonna, I don't need the "Are we there yet, Ice Cube?" No, don't you don't show up. I need the "No Vaseline, Ice Cube. Let's hit somebody in the mouth, Ice Cube," and that's who gonna pave the way for my back.
You don't want "Are We There Yet" TV show on
I don't want that nonsense,
TV show on what is it, TBS? You don't want that Ice Cube?
I don't know.
That's a good Ice Cube. He was cool. Nah, I think you should have got it. I think you should have got him.
Man, this is...
Now you, well, you still need receivers too, don't you?
I need a receiver, and I'm, like, my mind is flipping because I'm trying to think, like, how can I tie this in, and why would I want to make him the receiver?
I had to go with 2000 Ice Cube song for your song.
That's fine, man.
My fullback, I might as well just keep my fullback out of the way, because I feel like my corners are safe. So I'm going to go fullback over Mike. Keep the whole Dungeon Family backfield in effect.
That's a good thing. I see that.
Killer Mike's really not a fullback, so to speak. It's kind of like, it's almost cheating. He's like a Mike Tolbert, like a Peyton Hillis. Like, he should be playing fullback because of the size. But he probably runs like a 4-6. He's pretty solid. He could alternate when I need that offense, that goal line stance as well. He could come in and do it. And I still think he can hit a home run every now and again.
Right.
And he'll work good with my whole Southern Dungeon Family backfield. So I got Big Boy. I got Andre 3 Stacks. And Killer Mike in the backfield. Jay-Z handing the ball to all three. Who wouldn't want to hear a Jay-Z song with any of those three people, right, or all three?
So, I feel that pick. That's a nice little backfield.
Yes, thank you.
I guess I'm going to finally solidify my, and it was hard because it was a toss-up between two. And I look at this, like, when I make this pick, as far as, like, they would probably be like the Andre Reed or the Chris Carter, like, not too much notoriety, but they still, you know, it's still a claim. So, and probably just because I like him more over this other one, I'm going Mac Dre. It's my other wide receiver. Because he wasn't like he's regarded as a legend in the underground. But he put up, you know, he got jail. He had long.
So who was the other option?
D40.
It was gonna be one of them.
E-40 is a receiver.
Then I thought about it. And I was like, and Mac Dre a little more flashy. Like, you know, see, he was on a little more just everywhere. But that, you know, gangster song. But then he'll say some other crazy stuff. Like, that's not my job. So I got Mac Dre at my receiver. Pair him up with Gambino. Kanye gonna make it work. Because Kanye make everybody around him better. So.
So what would Gambino be? Would he be like a Steve Smith type character?
Yeah, he'd just be like, he's the up and coming. Like, it's going to be his team one day. But we need it to better, and then I will show you the ropes. But this is going to be, this is Gambino's team. We got him, you know, he's just like, hey, you follow this dude, you watch this man, keep him in. Actually, Childish Gambino, wide receiving core.
These halfbacks is going to be brutal. See that, man. Man.
I
mean, why
would you want to do something like that when you got them halfbacks going to be brutal.
Brutal.
So what, we got two picks?
Yeah.
Two picks left.
Two picks left.
Two picks in. Now, you really messed up my secondary. That's why I waited to the last minute to pick it. Because I was going to have like
did you, what, one did of you the best. Did you tell me what the secondary was going to be?
It's going to be, the safeties were going to be Kanye and Common.
Yeah.
So, a corner that would go good with Kanye and Common has to be Mos Def, right?
Right.
So, Mos Def is my corner. I'm going to still stick with Mos Def because I don't necessarily think they have to work well. Like, they have to work with 50 in game, but I don't feel like they all need to be boys. Like, yeah. I still think they can, my corners could operate on a lone status without having to just be all around the game in 50 and shit. So I think that they'll work well as a team together. Plus, you know, I still got, you know, I got legends and shit on the team. So I got Big Pun to keep everybody in check because he makes everybody happy. Like 50 respects him. Mos Def respects him. So, you know, it'll all be good. Ain't nobody going to beef when Big Pun's around.
Right. For my first running back off the board, I'm going ahead and go with Wale. Hey, I was running around.
Wale was going to be on my defense. Him and J. Cole were going to be my linebackers at one point.
So I'm going to go Wale because he's versatile. He can catch out the backfield. He can, you know, run up the middle. I'm not going to run him up the middle.
What are all, like, I guess we'll name all your running back choices since it seems like you had 18 of them. Like, we'll lay them once you pick your second one because I don't want to steal your second one.
So I'm going to go Wale because of the versatility. You know, he's going to produce you. So, yeah, I'm going to go Wale. That's going to be my running back. First running back off the board.
Well, he's like the second to the last running back. I picked like three running backs off your board.
First one off my board.
Okay.
Welcome to the team, wordplay. Like.
With the final pick for the Space Mountaineers, I got to go with the other half of my corner, my secondary. Like, I have two people who can work together as safeties. They can help each other spot what the offense is doing and read offenses. So I got to go with the other half of my cornerback secondary. And with who else would work good? Who would work good with Mos Def?
What's his face? Talib Kweli?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Talib Kweli is the second choice. He is my last choice. He's Mr. Well, he's not irrelevant because he's on our team. So, I mean, but, you know, what can I say? Like, the dude makes good music. He rap. He tries to fit too many. He tries to do a little bit too much sometimes when he raps. Fit too many bars in the beat. But that's a hard working dude. He's not about to be lazy and get beat by one of your receivers. He's gonna stay with it. He gonna watch film. Him and Mos Def gonna be film rats. They gonna be like Ray Lewis watching film at the house. They gonna be studying the game, seeing what they gotta do to improve.
Right.
And they consistent. They've consistently made the same type of music for like what, 10, 12 years, and they work good together. Like, when they come together, people would rather hear them together than apart.
Yeah.
And I just like Talib Kweli's flow, especially on eardrum. So that is my last pick.
Alright.
Well, I guess we still got cheerleader.
But. Yeah, I guess my Mr. Relevant. I think he's still on the board. And it just hit me. I'm gonna go Cole.
J. Cole still isn't on board. He was going to be my outside linebacker because he's versatile.
Same reason as Wale, but he's not quite as versatile.
But isn't that like having two of the same running backs on your team?
He's not quite Wale. Yeah, he's a little more serious. I think I'm going to run him a little more up between because you know what you're going to get with J. Cole. Wale's more all over the place, and he's not quite there yet, so he'll come off the bench, spell Wale. Got young Rock Nation, you know, triangle. Got a yay. Cole Wale.
You don't have Rock now. I got Rock. I got the Rock.
Well, you got the king of the Rock Nation, but Kanye affiliated with Rock Nation and Cole and Wale both.
Our man, like Cole's on Rock Nation and Wale's managed by Rock Nation.
Rock Nation had to have some connection. These other ones, though, man, these other running backs was going to be. It was for one, comedic value, and two, for how the league really works. I had Drake, was going to be one of my running backs, but then I was like, man, like the sensitivity. Kind of shot me away.
Yeah, he'll probably get injured. He'll be like, you draft him in a high round because of his college career, and then he going toward tears ACL.
Come
or something.
Out the game and be like, go back in the game. Like, nope, fuck those
niggas that you got around. I ain't playing another motherfucking down.
Oh.
So you just gonna quit on the team? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Fucking right. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But yeah, so now it was
what happened to YOLO, Drake? You only live once. That's the motto, nigga, YOLO. You just gonna quit?
So it was Drake. And also it was Big Sean. And it was with them two solely like cause running back's value is not very long. They hot right now, especially Big Sean. Hot right now. I don't think
they're gonna be hot. Years, so next in a few years, you can get rid of them.
Yeah, I'm looking for another one.
Pick up two other hot rappers. Right. You can pick up Roscoe Dash.
And this last one was part comedic value, but also for the same reason, 2 Chainz.
I had 2 Chainz as one of my tight ends
because I don't think he's gonna be hot 4 years from now.
I'm thinking hot 2 Chainz will be hot two like a year and a half from now.
But he gonna give me. He's going to give me what I need right now, and I get him at a cheap value. But I went Cole Wale. Offense, middle of the pack, probably, you know, could creep into the top 10 because of Ye. Defense,
the Patriots right now. Like, so let's run down the list. Run down your list of who you got.
All right, my coach, Diddy, commentators, drama, Cameron, quarterback, Kanye. Halfbacks, J. Cole and Wale. Fullback, Ice Cube. Wide receivers, Mac Dre, Childish Gambino. Tight end, Wayne. Guard, Scarface. Center, Nas. DN, Pac. D-tackle, Pimp C. Middle linebackers, Biggie. Outside linebackers, M. Corners is T.I. and Crit. Safeties is Luda and Bun B. And my cheerleader was going to be Lauryn Hill until you told me about what's-her-face, Nitty Scott. So I got to go Nitty Scott. So Nitty Scott's my cheerleader, and we know why. So keep it moving. That's the coalition right
MC.
There.
She's a real MC. That's why I'm assuming because she's not a FMC.
So we're gonna keep it moving. That's how the coalition gonna come out, and how we gonna play, and how we gonna try to get it ring.
I'm still mad you took Kanye. I'm still upset you took Kanye. I wish I had.
You mad?
I am a little mad. I didn't pick Common. I'm going through check it off my team. And I think I got a Patriots. I think I got like 01, 02 solid Patriot type team. The defense is solid. Offense. No, more like the Rams back when the Rams won, like that offensive powerhouse.
Right.
And the defense just has like the defense played pretty good. People don't realize how good that defense was.
They were really good defense.
They don't get no credit.
High.
And I'm gonna run down my team. I had to check them off. The Space Mountaineers are owned by Mr. Space Mountain, coached by Russell Simmons, our announcers, the voices in the sky, KRS-One, DJ Khaled to get it hype, our quarterback of the team, El Capitan, Jay-Z, the backfield is with Outkast, Andre, 3 Stacks, Big Boy, they get led blocked by Killer Mike. So you got the Dungeon Family backfield. We're gonna have a top running game in the league. We're gonna have a top running game. Legendary receivers with Rakim and Big Daddy Kane. Big, tall, solid, like sure hand, like those old 80s receivers, not these new ones that drop a whole bunch of passes like T.O. and shit. These dudes catch, ain't afraid to go across the middle. And they work for cheap because you didn't make that much money in the 80s.
Right.
Like, they still buying gold. My receivers are still buying gold. I got Slim Thug as the tight end. And I got Benny Siegel. And Benny Siegel as my tackle. And as my guard, I got Jadakiss. Defensive line, I got Rick Ross. Big Pun. Rick Ross on the defensive end. D tackle was Big Pun. My linebacker is a middle linebacker, Paul Wall. Outside linebacker, Chameleon there. I got my corners in Most Def and Twaib Kweli, also known as Black Star. And I got 50 in game as the safeties. Cheerleader, Remy Ma.
Right.
Because Remy Ma can spit. And if people don't think Remy Ma can spit, go get her album.
Yeah, that's probably not going
to
happen.
Go listen to her album. When you get past that conceited bullshit, hot bars. She was spitting. She spits better than, ain't she married like Pat Poops or some shit?
Yes.
She spits better than him.
That's not saying a lot.
It's saying a lot because motherfuckers know who he is. She spits way better than Pat Poops.
So my team is defensive oriented. That's that 2000 Ravens is that 85 Bears that we going to just try to hurt you. Like, that's how I built my team since I spent the whole first, like, 13 picks outside the quarterback. Good quarterback. Matter of fact, franchise quarterback, solid defense. That's all we need. Offense, he going to bring them up to about a 10-15 offense.
But when they meet on the field, my quarterback's going to outshine your quarterback. Look, your quarterback, I have a nice my quarterback quarter.
Makes everybody better. Everybody.
Okay.
They can't make everybody
they
better.
They can't make everybody
Memphis
better.
Bleak wasn't better. Memphis Bleak was hot garbage. When Emil wasn't better.
When he was like, writing Memphis Bleak's verses.
And he was still hot garbage.
He works well with others.
Yay makes everybody better. Talib Kweli, pretty much off the deep end. Wasn't nobody paying attention to him unless it was you was a true hip-hop head. He gave you, he produced for him. All right, everybody liked that song. Common, again. You ain't a true hip-hop head. You're not messing with Common. The album's... Common's hottest album was produced by Kanye West. Like, Kanye West will make players better. Like,
that's why he's supposed to be on the defense, but you took him. He's not even... He's not even... He's just going to hand the ball off.
His hand. No.
Your receiving core is suspect.
The Mac Dre, okay. But the Childish Gambino, like, you see the similarities and the connection. So, with that, that's all day. Like... You couldn't see a Childish Gambino on good music?
I could see Childish Gambino
that's
on good
all day.
Music.
That's the sleeper.
But he rapped too much team. Like Kanye, though.
And then we can just switch up and run the Wildcat. Kanye go out wide. Gambino going to come here. Because he the backup quarterback if he get hurt. That's who just probably just going
so
to step in. Because he had to get... I wasn't drafting Big Sean as wide receiver. I refused to do it. And I don't want to put Common on the team. And I don't want to put any of them do some good music. So, Kanye West. But... It'll be a good matchup.
What about your boy Saha?
And I thought about putting Saha. But I was like, nah, I'm going to roll with this team. I'll roll with these players. So that's how we came about. It'd be a pretty solid matchup. It'd be high-powered offense versus a solid defense.
But whoever. My defense is pretty good, too. They some bullies.
But this is championship defense over here, sir. But I guess we'll never see because it ain't like we're going to create Madden and
I thought about it. I thought about it, though. I thought about
simulated,
it.
Like...
I thought about it and putting that shit on YouTube. But I was like, man, that'd be too much.
But it was cool. Next year, this would be good.
We're going to have to definitely do this again. We're not going to do this for the NBA.
Right.
I guess we could. But...
I mean, it would be shorter. Like,
yeah, it wouldn't be as fun either.
Right.
Because then I wouldn't pick no fat rappers because... I'm going to actually have to imagine you out there playing basketball. And I don't want to imagine Rick Ross playing basketball. He can be like my towel waver.
Yeah. Oh, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym?
But yeah, so I think if the teams lined up, it'd be a pretty good game.
Yeah.
I think your defense is solid, but offense I don't think you're going to put up points, sir.
Outside of Kanye. Solid. That defense might...
Outside of Kanye,
if it's a 17,
the running back
14,
core, the running back core is hit and miss.
If it's a 17-14 game, you might squeak it out. Now, if which your corners is solid. So if you manage to just lock down receivers, we got to go to the run and rely on Kanye. All right. Yeah.
What kind of Kanye going to be scrambling? Out of the backfield, he gonna be making. He gonna be making it on the fly.
Rushing for 5 TDs, he can do it all.
So not again. The game 50 gonna come out. He gonna come out the backfield like Troy Polamalu.
he gonna come out the secondary. We gonna run him behind. We just gonna run that option.
So this is the pros. Ain't running no option on my team. That's, man, this was pretty fun. We gonna definitely have to do a version of this, man. Again. Cause it was hard just trying to like figure out who you was gonna pick where and then explain why you was gonna pick them there. I really enjoyed this. I was so hyped. I finished my list in like an hour and a half at work. I was sitting there like hiding in like, oh, I can't let nobody see this shit. Niggas might be trying to snitch. I'm not doing work right now. I'm on Wikipedia researching like who got Jay-Z ties. Let me see who was on Rockefeller. All right, so this is another episode of the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. I'm your host, Ed Space Mountain, a.k.a. Montana del Espanico. I think I pronounced that right.
I'm just at Novocaine 007.
I'm also a.k.a. Apollo Steed. Just made that up. Cause I'm out of this whole race, out of this world race horse. Also known as Paldrino De Polo, and most recently known as the Sour Patch Nig. Hit me up on Twitter at SPCMTN. Hit him up at Novocaine 007. He may hit you up like 5 days from now, but you know, tweet at us. Look us up at the Somewhere in Outer Space blog.blogspot.com. Look us up on iTunes, rate, subscribe. Look us up on...
No!
Really? You just going to scream?
Oh, man, my fault.
Doing the show notes? What was so important that you screamed? Who did y'all draft?
We didn't draft. Like, I don't think we went yet. Matter of fact, we traded out in the first round just like we did the year before last. But I guess because I don't see Courtney Upshaw off the board, that's who we might be going for.
Who'd y'all trade with?
We traded with Minnesota. Minnesota drafted a safety.
Who they draft?
Harrison Smith from Notre Dame.
I don't know who he is.
But Dante Hightower went to New England.
What?
That's what I was mad about.
Oh, that's going to be bad. Who did the Steelers get?
They might have traded out too. No, they got David DeCastro. He fell to 24.
They said he was might slide to the second round. Oh, okay. Let's finish this on us. You can look us up on the Somewhere in Outer Space fan page on Facebook. Like us. We're nice guys. You can like us. Let us into your Facebook world. We promise no wretchedness straight from the Facebook world. You might get some on my page because I just might feel like going on a rant about realizing all type of crazy stuff happened. And you can come on our Podomatic page if you want to. You can also, I forgot to list the email at the beginning. You can also email the show. Tell us how you thought, what you thought about the episode, what you think about the show in general. At somewhereinouterspace@gmail.com. We enjoyed doing this for y'all. It was fun. And we're going to continue to do this for y'all. Because we just like podcasting and shit. What do you have to say, sir? Are you so just... upset about what's going on with the draft?
Because I don't get to see. I gotta wait till tomorrow. And I'm looking like the Browns took, which I mean, I guess later in the rounds would be cool, but Brandon Wheaton went 22nd overall.
What?
Yes.
They could have got him in the second round.
Yes. You could have got him like later in the draft. Like they spent their other first round pick on Brandon Wheaton.
That means Cole McCoy might be available.
Yeah, which I don't see why they
ain't Brandon Wheaton like 35?
Yeah, 28, but yeah, he's.
He said you 42. I'm 22. I hit you with the 22. Man, how are you that old in college playing football? Like,
I guess he left his baseball. He was playing minor league baseball. Then he quit that and picked up his scholarship at Oklahoma State.
You can just come back and pick up your scholarship? That's how it works?
Yeah, I know you can in the military. It was a dude trying to recruit me for the Navy. And he was like, he was going to be 34. He said he was going to play college ball when he was done. I'm like, dog, come on, man. Give it up. You're 34, man. It's over, man.
You're 34. I'm 24. Hit you with the 24.
Man. So does that do it?
That does it for the show. Like, I mean, you heard a little draft news, so I hope, you know, you ain't waiting until this weekend to watch it in its entirety, because you probably already know that, you know, we got Casey, got Dontarius Poe. I mean, you know, everybody know where Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III went and shit. So, you know, I hope y'all enjoyed the show. We hit y'all up later. Peace.
Smoke some, bitch. GK. Hold up. Talking about. MCPH real nigga, polo fuck that heel figure. Made myself a ghetto star, on the slab sipping bar. Smoking weed, setting white, and mother nigga shit don't come back right. That's how niggas get popped, trying to get the cheaper price. Watch your paper guards of life, cause most of these niggas ain't living right. Keep your pistol, fuck a fight, cause niggas out here jack every night. I keep my mind on my money, nigga, fuck the fame. Big face hunters, deep in the game. Hitting the corner in a candy thing, sitting on leather, gripping the grain.
Yeah, good weed, good drink, big money.
Hey!
Rolling in something foreign, no leather gripping
grain. Yeah.
I handle my business, so I think I deserve it.
Hey! Hey!
When I came in the dough, I said it before. I never fuck a hoe without head no more. I never pull up with nothing less than a pole. And I smoke cigars, it ain't just for the show. I'm blessed from the dough, and known for my sit eye. I send a nigga baby mama home with a spit eye. You can have a bitch nigga, I ain't sentimental. I smoke weed and freestyle, no instrument eye. Pin out, flip through the wicked streets of PA. Motherfuck the judge, prosecutor, and the DA. Head to the H where the hoes are fucked three way, two way, four way. Anyway, the pro say, never hear a hoe say, no, I won't. No, I can't stop it, and no, I don't. Cause a bitch know I might just explode. And slap in the face with a pie LMO, cause a nigga get thrown.
Good weed, good drink, big money.
Hey!
Rolling in something foreign, no leather gripping
shit.
Yeah. I handle my business, so I think I deserve it.
Hey!
Good weed, good drink, big money.
Hey!
Rolling in something foreign, no leather gripping
shit. Yeah.
I handle my business, so I think I deserve it.
Hey, 16.5 a piece, hey. Nigga, USDA.
No.
Hey,
I grind hard, play hard, break out the pot, yeah. Heat up the water.
Damn.
Swear to God, the minivan do tricks. Hit the brakes, hit the light, and voila, there go them bricks. Slide through the hood, sitting on some big wheels. Niggas copping white, turn flips like cartwheels. Trap star, my next tail trip all day. Day, riding dirty, 3 9s at a 4-way.
Yeah. Drank big money.
Hey,
big money,
rolling
man.
In something foreign, no
we only ride the best.
Yeah. I handle my business.
One and only,
so
big homie.
I deserve it.
Hey.
Try to told you I'm thug.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sun torn, I'm torn on foreign land. Worldwide, I'm known for the arm and hand. Heard the streets, I'm a wanted man. So it's on again. Started with the block, hit it brick by brick. Then I charted with the rock, nigga, hit by hit. I'm retarded with the Glock, nigga, clip by clip. The competition is none, they deceased to exist. Let it breathe a little bit. He's off his rocker, he's a little skit. Throw it like a football, Hove used to cook raw. Now I got the game show, like Granny's good, sure. Y'all niggas want war, y'all got it backwards. Y'all should want brawler. Y'all should want more.
Yeah. Good weed, good drink, big money.
Hey.
Rolling in something foreign, no leather gripping
shit. Yeah.
I handle my business, so I think I deserve it.
Hey.
Good weed, good drink, big money.
Hey.
Rolling in something foreign, no leather gripping
shit.
Yeah. I handle my business, so I think I deserve it.
Hey!
Yeah!